This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now, I know Jerry played the call of the Soto home run yesterday. Did you guys see or get into the little backstory behind that at all?
With the guy screaming and yelling at him.
You guys did that? Yeah. All right, great. Very good. Then we don't have to do that. Excellent. So let's move on to Brian Cashman on Gerrit Cole and whether they were concerned that this could happen as far as Tommy John surgery, considering he dealt with an arm injury at the start of last season.
Every pitcher is one pitch away. So I think ultimately when you get enough distance between episodes of any issue, any injury, you know, I thought last from his episode last March, and he pitched extremely well in the second half, including the postseason all the way to the World Series.
But obviously it backfired. I mean, episodes, quickly this year. Episodes, yeah. Now it's an episode.
An episode to me sounds like a seizure. That's an episode.
Right. Medical episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fainting is an episode.
Right.
Him feeling something in his arm is not an episode. Fair? Aneurysm episode.
Yeah, I guess that this happens so often that maybe they refer to an episode because of that.
Jalen Brunson sprained his ankle. Episode?
No.
Exactly not. No.
That's an injury.
Yeah. What do you think, CeeLo?
Yeah, I was going to bring up the multiple usage of the word episode, but you did it for me. So
am I missing any episodes?
For Gerrit Cole?
No, just in general, like we would episode.
Are we talking about injuries?
Or? No, just like how would I characterize an episode? Like a seizure, an aneurysm, fainting. Those would all be episodes.
Meltdown?
Yeah, like any sort of psychological meltdown would be, that's an episode.
I'll use.
In between episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
In between Monday episodes, warm-up show episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had a bit of a warm-up show episode in the first segment this morning. I was all fired up about numerous things.
Yeah, but like this guy having his elbow pain and shoulder pain. That's
kind of feel episode. Like Al's life is an episode. The whole thing.
Just one long episode?
The same episode.
The same rerun.
Very good, CeeLo.
All right. One more from Cashman with Cole and Luis Heel down. He admits kind of hard to add at this stage. Spring training not even over.
Well, first time of year is definitely more problematic. You know, usually not until after the draft is when things start to, you know, really open up where you have a much larger inventory you potentially could access outside the organization.
Now we got inventories as well. So, yeah, trade deadline's July 31st. So there's a long way to go, and they're kind of setting us up for.
There may be some low-end free agent pitchers that come loose. You never know.
Well, I mean, there are some low-end free agent pitchers that are currently free agents.
Any idea how many starting pitchers, they used last year?
I don't, off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably somewhere around 12, 13, or 14.
Ooh. Just Google it.
I wouldn't have guessed that high, but you could be right about that. I could actually get to the answer to that real quick by just Googling it. If we go back to last year's statistics, let's see here. 2024 regular season. We're going to sort by games started here, Booms.
Yes.
Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, seven. That's what I was thinking. The number is the number I was going to guess, which was eight.
Eight.
Eight, including five from Will Warren, who's a candidate now.
Okay.
His numbers were not good. So hopefully they would be better this year if he does get a chance.
Just got to find an innings eater.
That's right. A couple of other fan-related things for you before we get to some basketball stuff. Midday Show took a call yesterday, which ended up going in a, let's say, different direction than what was expected.
BT, one thing for you before we get into St. John's. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Is your dad a retired police officer?
He was on the job, yep.
All right, awesome. Awesome. God bless him, man. I hope he's still around.
He is. Thank God. He's in his early 80s, still playing golf. Not good golf anymore, but still playing golf.
We don't live that long after retirement. So, and hey. Then Sal.
Yes. My father is dead.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, listen, Joe, when he drops that on you, there's nowhere to go. He's done it to me, Joe, and I'm his partner.
Well, at least he was laughing about it, you know? I mean, that's the only thing worse is if he would have allowed the caller to actually get to something relating to his dad and then hit him with that.
Yeah, I know.
So at least he preempted it.
He should have waited just one more revolution there.
Yeah.
And then he could have really knocked out.
My father's dead.
No, it was funny.
And then last night, you got Keith McPherson dealing with Aaron Rodgers fatigue. Little did he know there was a different sort of fatigue going on as well that perhaps he himself was responsible for.
Let it end. Let it be over. Go to Pittsburgh. Let Andrew Filippone talk about him in Pittsburgh. I'm good. Shappy in Bayside, New York on the fan. Hello. Darth Vader, you there? You know, sometimes you just put these people to sleep, man. Unlistenable.
Wow. That's always tough.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough one.
He said unlistenable, and then he did, I think, catch himself and realize, well, I better prop myself up here a little bit. He said, well, maybe I just have such a soothing tone that I put him right to sleep.
That would happen a lot with the Stern Show, even. They keep those snores on for like four straight hours.
Yeah.
So he's in good company.
I know it's happened, but I liked his reaction to it, which is kind of fun. All right, to basketball now. The Cavs survived the Nets in Cleveland 109-104. It is their second 15-game winning streak of the season. They improved to 55-10. You get the Knicks at Portland tonight as their West Coast road trip continues. Meantime, Pacers and Bucks, final seconds in Indianapolis last night. The Pacers inbounding the ball in the front court.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up. And there's a whistle. Oh, my goodness. Tyrese Halliburton hits a three and is fouled.
That's Brian Anderson and, I believe, a laughing Reggie Miller on TNT. Halliburton would make the free throw, and then Giannis missed a three at the buzzer.
But how was he fouled? I don't see how he was fouled. I just looked at that videotape, and it was like, come on.
Isn't it one of those on the, he's got to be able to land without getting contacted?
He was jumping in the air out of bounds.
Yeah.
Watch this. Is it Giannis on him?
Yeah.
It's Giannis.
It is Giannis.
Giannis doesn't even touch him.
I think.
Where does he touch him?
There. On the way down.
Oh, come on. Stop.
I'm just telling you that's the way they call the rule in the NBA. I mean, we've seen that before.
Giannis didn't touch him.
CeeLo, you NBA officiating apologist to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that's me. 115-114 for the Pacers as they get the victory there with a late. They were calling it a football play, I guess, because it like a little bit of a handoff there as he came across the inbound. So exciting times for them.
It was a football
there.
Play. Much more people would have seen it.
That is true.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Speaking of not seeing it, Pistons Wizards in Detroit. Only reason I bring up this game is something kind of funny happened. So Bilal Coulibaly, not even sure if that's the correct pronunciation. Late first quarter, he's driving to the basket for a dunk. He gets fouled, caused a collision, and you get a raw, honest reaction from Drew Gooden, doing color analyst for Monumental Sports Network.
Just Bilal. He got undercut.
Wow. As you guys are laughing, hear it again. The play-by-play man, a little warning here.
Just Bilal. Careful.
Wow.
As he got undercut.
That's great.
Speaking of not watching, did you have any, by any chance, see what Angel Reese said about the WNBA?
Oh, yeah, that they were going to
strike if they don't get paid more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, talk about a lack of self-awareness. Holy God.
I think your boy Antonio Brown had something to say about that on X yesterday.
He did?
Or whoever's running his X account.
Yeah, he did say on Theo Von, who was running it, his friend, whatever, he did mention that. He goes, some of it's me, but it's mainly this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like manager or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, yeah. we all know how horrible of an idea that is. It's insane.
I don't even know why she would even say something.
Because she's got people around her telling her that she needs to be paid more and no one's paying attention.
She's making a lot of money off the court.
I mean,
keep it that way because, you know what, it's being subsidized by the NBA.
Yeah, and the money off the court thing is a great point. I see her everywhere. She's in commercials. She's making a lot of money. She's the second most popular WNBA player at this point.
I don't know if she's popular. I think she's probably more disliked than she is popular.
How about well-known?
Yeah, well known. I mean, she's up there.
If she was so popular, then they wouldn't only move two of their games to the United Center. They'd put every game in the United Center. But they're only putting two of their games in the United Center. Why do you think they're doing that, CeeLo?
You're asking the wrong guy, Booms.
I'm
just a guy trying to find himself a bike.
Al, why would the Chicago Sky move two of their games into the United Center?
Because Caitlin Clark's the team they're playing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Indiana. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what she's thinking about. Maybe she just wants to be the heel, I guess, in this game.
Well, she's doing it, yeah.
She's doing it.
It's a live sportsman happening right now.
No, it's not.
All right. Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk. I didn't realize new running backs coach at Colorado on Deion Sanders' staff.
Yes. Yep.
Intro day to his players, I guess, here.
I'm new. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Marshall Faulk. I don't want to get into stats. If you want those, I'm Googleable. Check me out. I knew that was going to get you.
I'm Googleable. I like that. I hadn't heard that before. Short and sweet message to his group here, trying to get them all fired up for what's ahead.
I'm going to be real brief and say this to you. What we want from you, it requires no talent. Effort requires no talent. Hustle requires no talent. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the smartest to give effort. It requires no talent. If you give effort, watch what it brings to you.
Good message to the
young
kids.
Sounds like Rick Pitino.
Yeah, similar.
Look, you can't shoot threes. You can't shoot free throws. But that doesn't mean you can't get back on defense.
Yeah. Speaking of not being able to shoot threes, I'm glad you mentioned that. So Gonzaga beat St. Mary's last night, 58-51, another West Coast tournament, conference tournament title, whatever. They were 1 of 15 from 3 in that game. And St. Mary's, ready for this? 0 for 16.
One three-point shot made.
31 between the two teams.
St. John's not the only team that can shoot threes.
Good God. CBS Sports Network on top of it. They got the big Gonzaga celebration here. I didn't even take them off to that. Nice job. Nicely produced out of them. If you want to see Rutgers shoot some threes tonight, or listen to them shoot some threes, they'll play USC. 8:15 coverage on WFAN AM as they play the opener for their Big Ten tournament out there in Indianapolis. All right. Let's see. Do I have time for one more thing real quick before we get to moment of the day?
Sure.
Why not? Shannon Sharp, First Take, pushing back on Mike Tomlin's well-regarded streak in terms of the Steelers' record year to year.
He's never had a losing season. What is 9-8? What good is that doing me? Bro, come on. That's like kissing your girl through a screen door. That ain't doing nothing. Ain't no lips touching. You don't get to hold no hands. That ain't nothing, Stephen, eh?
Is that one you've heard before?
No,
kissing the girl through the screen door?
I have not heard that
one. I've heard the old ties, like kissing your sister.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Kissing the girl through the screen door. All right. I suppose that works.
I guess. I mean, but also, you know, what he's not thinking of is how, like, the hell in which teams go through, like we've been going through here. Three wins, four wins.
Right. Easy to have a
season. He's also a Hall of Famer. He's also a Super Bowl winner multiple times.
Yes.
So, you know, he comes from a different perspective.
Indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Rangers lost in Winnipeg last night. The Devils with a 5-3 home win over Columbus, and the Islanders a 4-1 loss to the Kings out in L.A. With that, we get to moment of the day, a potential new tune for Pete Alonso now that he's back with the Mets here in 2025.
You know, if I were Pete Alonso, this would be my walk-up song this year.
You know what? That'd be perfect. Yes. He actually said he didn't decide on it yet.
This would be it right here.
They asked the other day, what is it? He goes, I'll probably decide 2 days before the season.
Yeah, I'll send this to Pete Alonso.
Well, apparently him and Evan are close. He had him on the Rico Bronya. Said he was going to grow that beard again.
Oh, please don't.
That's what he said.
Please don't.
Yeah, to keep Pete Alonso here for the rest of his career.
When he grows that beard, he kind of looks like an orangutan.
Orangutans have beards?
Well, I think their hair, they get that orange hair like he
has. Yeah. Yeah. They don't have that exposed ass, right? That's a baboon. Or do orangutans have that as well?
Eddie?
We did get to the bottom of that eventually. Actually, I think Al was the one that came through today with the information on the hairless ass situation. So good job out of him.
Yes, and why baboons have hairless asses.
That too.
Look at that. We provide a service here at Boober and Geo. Thank you, CeeLo.
Nice way to send you off to vacation.
Yes, indeed. All right, very good. We'll see you soon.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.